You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Hey guys, I've got a great friend I work with. We've been friends for 6 years and I love her. Suddenly things have taken a strange turn. Just so you know, I was a very young mom. Had my son when I was 19. Now I'm 39. He's 20 and has turned into a wonderful young man. But my good friend, let's call her Sarah, came to me and said that she and my son have been flirting with each other for a while, and he actually asked her out for a coffee date.
Ooh.
I guess he couldn't take her out for a beer, could he?
No, not yet.
Danielle writes, my friend is 35. My son is 20. It's not so much the age difference. I don't ever worry about age differences in couples, but that combined with the fact that she's one of my best friends just has me feeling strange. The thing is it right for me to try to stop these two from seeing each other? I love them both. But what do you do about this as a parent? I'm a little creeped out, to be honest.
Sure.
And that's from Danielle. You know, the first thing that pops into my head, and this should have no bearing on it whatsoever, because, I mean, hey, if two people are attracted to each other, I say,
Hey, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah.
Life is short. You're right. But the thing that pops into my head, she talks about that they've been friends for 6 years. That means that this friend, Sarah, has known the young man since he was 14.
Oh, that right. is not disgusting at all.
So she's seen him grow up.
She's seen him grow up probably from middle school.
She knew
high
his
school.
Voice before his voice is his right. voice today.
Have you been yeah. working out?
You know, my friends, actually, this happened to them. Their son was a little older. At least he could drink. But the gal made a crap load of money. She lived in New York City and she kept flying the son out to New York to like be with her for the weekends. Mm-hmm. And the parents didn't, my friends didn't know about it until like a few months in. And when, I mean, all of us, when we all found out, we were just, it's so weird. Like, there is not a word in the vocabulary to describe it.
I know, but the funny thing is that if they weren't friends,
who cares?
People really wouldn't think twice. But when it's a friend of yours who's watched your son grow up, and now suddenly they're maybe
fornicating.
Maybe they're now going to get physical
together. I mean, would that ruin that friendship? Probably.
Would it? That's a good question.
I don't know.
I have done this before in the past.
You've done what before?
As far as hey, please don't go out with my brother. Like I've said no off limits. You know, I don't have a kid, but I get what it's like to say, you know, no handsies on this one.
Mm-hmm. No touchy-touchy.
Right. Off limits. So I get what I'm cut. Yes, I don't know. I'm on her side.
I remember
Daniel's
as
side.
A young pup, I was probably 18 or 19, working at a radio station, and a guy at the radio station asked me if he could ask out my sister. And I said no.
Right. See?
Yeah.
Because I knew him. I mean, he was a radio dweeb. I was like, you're not taking my
sister
out.
He had a dirty thing.
My goodness.
Well, here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're all great. What do you want to say about this relationship?
Well, you know, I agree with her. It's not the age, it's the relationship. And the experience that I have with this is a guy I knew really well at 53, married a 21-year-old. And he was there when she was born. He knew the family when she was born.
He changed her diapers, probably.
And that just gave us the total creep factor.
Yeah,
she might be changing his diapers.
Because of their relationship.
Let me ask you something. Let's peel this apart for just a second, because all of us are talking about, we've all used the word creeped. In fact, even Danielle in her letter said kind of creeps her. What is it about that creeps people out? Because again, if he had never met her until then, people might, you know, kind of think twice about the age difference, but they wouldn't be creeped out. So what is it about knowing someone when they're a kid, marrying them when they're an adult, that creeps people out? I want to know why that is.
They're not kids anymore.
Well, I think if I put myself into his situation, I probably, while she was growing up, thought of her as one of my own kids.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably had that... probably more of like a niece-uncle relationship where, you know, and to change that from a niece-uncle relationship to a romantic relationship.
To marry
well, now they can just
and
role play.
And ultimately to a sexual relationship. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what adds the factor in. And, yeah, I don't know which one of you said that she knew his voice before it changed. I mean,
yeah.
I think when you know somebody as a child.
Yeah. Okay, well, we get it. You know what? So essentially he's pulling a Jerry Lee Lewis is what you're saying.
But puberty
oh,
does
yeah,
wonders.
But not the second cousin. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't family, but yeah. And I don't, I mean, a 50-year-old marrying a 21-year-old, that's commonplace today, unfortunately.
Right, we're all in favor of that.
It happens all the time.
We don't all say that.
Mike, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Sometimes I hate that you're in charge of the buttons.
She's how old?
Over the hill, if you ask me.
Hey, look, in this case, the woman's 35 and the guy's 20, so it works both ways.
Right. Uh-huh. She's getting hers in.
Works both ways, Punkin. Here's JJ. Hello, JJ.
Good morning.
What do you want to say about this? Look at this, all these guys sounding off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of think it's a little bit of a no-win situation. I think Danielle should be a little selfish in the sense that she should have a talk with both people and say, listen, if this relationship goes bad, everybody stands to lose, especially Danielle in a way. I mean, she's not going to lose her son, but let's say the son has a relationship with her best friend. Things go awry, things go bad, crazy, whatever. How are the relationships going to be after that? That's another key factor. And then, Dom, I think it was you that said Sarah knew Danielle's son when he was 14. Well, she was 29. And what did she think of him when he was 14?
Right.
You know, if she thought that he would be a love interest, wouldn't that have been creepy?
Maybe so, but we can't assume that she thought that
at
the
time. She didn't act on it, so who cares?
I mean, people do grow up. I mean, they age. And you know, but I want to go back to your first point, because you brought up a good thing about what happens to that relationship between Danielle and Sarah. And then you throw in the other mitigating factor that they work together.
Oh.
So it's not only her best friend, they work in the same office together, too.
Yeah, it's definite taboo, definite taboo. In my opinion, I think Danielle should talk to each of them separately and point this out. And it's not just Danielle that stands to lose here.
Yeah.
I mean, all three parties stand to lose something. I mean, and the only way that any of them win anything is if Sarah and Danielle's son get married and live happily ever after until they're, you know, old and decrepit.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate
which is next week for Sarah.
Which is only one of them, yeah.
JJ, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you bringing up those points. And here's another thing to take in consideration. You know, the whole thing about forbidden love. So if Danielle steps in and says, you can't see my son anymore, what's Sarah and the son going to do?
They're going to sneak
around.
They're
going to do it well.
They're going to sneak around.
Yes, they will.
I'm kind of curious to see how hot this guy is, though, really. She wants to go after him.
Great abs.
I bet.
You might have your head turned, huh?
Hey, a little healthy competition.
You've robbed the cradle before. You know what you're doing.
I do.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.